again, welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. Now, my name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me more as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Lookback and Animat's Reviews. Now, if this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, let me just say that you have come to the right place if you want to know about some of the latest news that happened to animation this week. And trust me, I actually got some good ones, and even some big ones, actually related to some upcoming animated features that we got. Now, it could be some sad news, like there is one anticipated project in the future that unfortunately had to be canceled. But then there are a few new announcements, like an animated spy movie will be coming up, an animated Addams Family movie will be coming up, and also we'll be discussing a little bit about Teen Titans Go! The movie, and how there could actually be a chance that it could legitimately be good, but then afterwards we will end things off with Animat's Pick of the Week. Now, if you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then all you have to do is just go to Filmbook, which is film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. And before I go ahead and get things started, I just want to give you guys a little bit of an update regarding one of the previous stories from last week. Now, if you may recall, one of the stories that I mentioned to you guys was actually the announcement of an all-new documentary that would be looking into the life of claymation creator Will Vinton in a documentary called Welcome to My Daydream, The Story of Will Vinton, which is going to be looking into his life, his career, and also his rise and fall in the field of entertainment and animation. Well, the update that I want to give you guys is that previously I mentioned that coming soon there would be this crowdfunding campaign, but Mark Evans himself, the director of this documentary, he personally asked me to go and tell you guys that the crowdfunding campaign is officially on at Kickstarter. Now, when I heard that, I immediately went ahead and just made my pledge right over there. And believe it or not, he's not necessarily asking for too much. Like, normally these kinds of projects, some people would be asking for like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not Mark Evans in this case. All he's asking is just for $35,000. That's the big goal. And as I'm recording this, he is well on his way. So far, he has gathered more than $7,500, which is not too bad. But I highly encourage you guys that if you guys are interested in a Will Vinton documentary, then you should go ahead and support this on Kickstarter. And plus the fact that it does include a lot of great rewards as well. Some of the things that I can list on top of my head would include a digital copy of the movie when it's officially done. There's also thank you credits at the end of the movie. You can also get t-shirts. You can also get signed posters by Will Vinton himself and the documentary crew. And one of the bigger rewards is that you can actually go and have a model of yourself in a clay figure. Like, you can legit be caricaturized in a Will Vinton claymation figure. So that's one of the bigger rewards right over there. But again, if you guys would like to support Welcome to My Daydream, The Story of Will Vinton, all you have to do is go to Kickstarter, and we'll see if Mark Evans could end up getting the funding that he would need for this. And I hope that he definitely does. I mean, I really want to see this project come to life. So let's just hope for the best for Mark Evans and the Welcome to My Daydream crew. Okay, so with all that said and done, I just want to have a quick shout out to Mark Evans right over there with that Kickstarter campaign. Now let's move on to the actual stories that we have, and might as well get rid of the sad news that we have first. Now, unfortunately, this was a project that was highly anticipated. It seemed very interesting, and it grabbed a lot of people's attention. And it really did have a lot of people that are trustworthy that would be involved with the project. But sadly, the case right over here is that it just ultimately didn't work out and they had to let it go. And this is not a pun considering that the company that we're talking about is with Disney. So the news is that Walt Disney Animation Studios officially announced that they are canceling Gigantic. Now, for those of you who don't know, Gigantic would be Disney's take on the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale, where in this version right over here, Jack would actually go up the beanstalk and would go into the world of giants, and he would befriend this little girl giant. And that's pretty much all that we know from there. Now, the people that are involved, like I said before, they're very trustworthy, and you could definitely tell that this could have been, like, most likely a great project, considering that they got Nathan Greto as a director, and it would have been the directorial debut of Inside Out co-writer Meg LaFove. But on top of that, of course, considering that Disney is back into their musical phase, this would have been a musical, and the songwriters were actually the same people that did the songs for Frozen, Robert and Kristen Anderson Lopez. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out for some reason. Now, the only explanation onto why, it actually just came from Ed Catmull, who is the president of both Disney Animation and Pixar. And he actually brought out a statement going into my source here in the Hollywood Reporter, stating that it's impossible to know when we begin a project, how the creative process will unfold, and sometimes, no matter how much we love an idea or how much heart goes into it, we find that it just isn't working. With Gigantic, we've come to that point, and although it's a difficult decision, we are ending active development for now. We are focusing our energies onto another project that has been in the works, which we'll be sharing more about soon, now set for Thanksgiving 2020. And the only bit of information that we know so far about this animated film that will replace Gigantic in terms of just the release date is that this is another original animated feature. This is not a sequel of any kind, so this is going to be a brand new Disney movie. So no, don't expect this to be like some kind of Zootopia 2 or anything like that. Now, the reactions of this bit of news is honestly a little bit mixed. There are some, like, yes, it is pretty unanimous that people are pretty disappointed and they're saddened to hear that Gigantic is not going to be a thing. But the way that they're handling it is a little bit different. That's where the major mix is. There are some people who feel like Disney made a noble decision because they understand that production isn't really working as well, and they don't want to see Disney forcing out a property, or they don't want to see them forcing out a movie that isn't really working. They understand that Disney wants to keep up their very high standards that they have right now, so if it doesn't meet those standards, then it's not really worth releasing, you know? Don't force out something that is good. Just for, you know, like, let it naturally be good, and ultimately, it won't be good, it would be great. But then there are also some people that are ultimately upset with the whole situation, and now they're claiming that the only thing that Disney has in their upcoming roster is literally nothing but sequels and live-action reboots. Because apparently to those people, if the project has yet to be announced, or if it's something that they don't care, then it just doesn't exist. And yeah, you could definitely tell that the latter is kind of a stupid explanation to be upset over this. But yeah, as for me, I just want to mention that I am a little bit disappointed to hear that they couldn't really do Gigantic, because this really was a project that they had in the works for a long time. Like, for a while, this was rumored to actually be a thing, that Disney would do this Jack and the Beanstalk movie. And it wouldn't be until D23 2015 that they would make the official announcement that they are doing a Gigantic movie. But this year, however, you could definitely tell that there were some hints that things were not necessarily going well with Gigantic. Reason number one is actually with this year's D23 Expo, when they would get into the upcoming lineup of Walt Disney Animation Studios, they didn't really mention much about the future of Gigantic. They didn't really get into that. They mostly got into Wreck-It Ralph 2. They went a little bit into Frozen 2, and they also talked a lot about Olaf's Frozen Adventure, the animated short that's going to be airing with Coco coming this November. And honestly, no mention about Gigantic at all. And another reason, I think it happened somewhere before D23, is, like, it happened before D23 that they had to switch up the schedule where they had to delay Gigantic because originally it was set to be released in Thanksgiving of 2018, but they had to push it all the way down to Thanksgiving of 2020. And the main reason was said to be that production was not necessarily going well with Gigantic. Like, they want to try to fix up a few problems, but ultimately that doesn't seem to be the case. They're not able to actually fix up those problems, and it just didn't necessarily work out. But back onto what I was talking about with my feelings towards it, I am a little bit disappointed that Gigantic is not really happening. I mean, like, considering the track record that Disney has right now, especially that they are going back into making fairy tale musicals, they're going back to their roots since the good old days of Walt. I mean, they were doing very well so far, you know, with movies like turning the Frog Princess into the Princess, or the Frog Prince into the Princess and the Frog. Or they would take Rapunzel and they would turn it into Tangled. Or especially that they would take the Snow Queen and they would turn it into Frozen. So I was genuinely excited to see what Disney can do when they would take Jack and the Beanstalk and they would turn it into Gigantic. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. And I mean, like I said before, I trust these people that they would actually make something great. I mean, they got Tangled director Nathan Greedo. They got one of the writers of Inside Out to be a director. And also, like, we would get new songs from Bobby and Kristen Anderson Lopez. I mean, that would actually be awesome. But in this case right over here, It doesn't seem to be the case, you know? Like, we had the potential of something that would have been great, but I guess stuff behind the scenes, it just really wasn't working out. Maybe it could be due to the story, maybe it's just, like, the songs aren't working as well, or maybe the animation style they were going with, they want to do something innovative, but it's just wasn't going well. I don't know. Like, honestly, the only thing that we can trust so far is just the word of Ed Catmull stating that production wasn't going well and they really wanted to make something great out of it, but it just, it just couldn't happen. Now, this is not to say that all is lost over here. They did state that, like, what will be replacing it is going to be another original animated feature, so at least we will have something at least to look forward into, because considering right now, like, we got sequels. Like, coming soon in Disney's lineup is just Wreck-It Ralph 2 and then Frozen 2, and then once they'll have this new original animated feature coming up, you know, it could feel like a breath of fresh air that we'll be entering, like, a new Disney property onto this new decade, along with Pixar. Actually, they are releasing another original animated feature at the same time. They announced this at D23 this year with fantasy movie, and it's about these two guys that are going to be looking about, like, you know, they're going to be on the hunt for their missing dad or something like that. Now, it's going to be interesting, you know, I am curious to see what they would have in store for us. But yeah, for me, I definitely do feel like it is a noble move for Disney that, you know, if it doesn't meet to their standards, then it's not really worth releasing. But I will say, though, there is one hopeful thing that I would say regarding this gigantic Jack and the Beanstalk movie is that, knowing my Disney history, this is not going to mean that Disney will not make a Jack and the Beanstalk film. Now, this has actually happened several times that they wanted to take a classic fairy tale and turn that into a movie, but what ultimately happened was that things didn't really work out and they just have to scrap it and then try a different take. And then ultimately, once they're ultimately satisfied with an ideal project, they would go and create it. And sometimes this could be something that would take decades to make. And if you don't believe me, look at The Little Mermaid, look at Beauty and the Beast, look at Tangled, and especially look at Frozen. Frozen took like 70 years in order for the Disney company to actually make this work. So yeah, maybe in the future we will see a Jack and the Beanstalk movie. Maybe it won't be gigantic, but who knows what the future will in store, but maybe one day Disney will actually have something for us. But I guess for now, the only thing that we can settle with is just fun and fancy free. That'll be the closest thing we will have to gigantic. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually Mickey and the gang who actually stopped production. It was like, there can be only one Jack and the Beanstalk film, and it already existed for decades. Donald! Show him! And he just runs off with his freaking axe. Oh my god. So yeah. Instead of Robin and Kristen Anderson Lopez song, I guess we'll just have to settle with Hungry Hungry Donald trying to kill off a cow with his axe. So that's the only thing that we have. But yeah, it is unfortunate, but I definitely do understand where Disney is going with this. Now, for our next story that we have right over here, instead of looking into an animated project that will be coming soon that is unfortunately canceled, we're going to be looking at an upcoming animated feature that's going to be released in the future that has been announced. So we are progressing from death to birth, basically. And with this one right over here, I honestly don't know how to feel. Not just because we don't have much information, but for me, I feel like we're entering upon some familiar territory that I'm not comfortable with. And that is that Fox Animation has announced that they are going to be releasing a brand new animated feature in 2019 called Spies in Disguise. Now, the funny thing about Spies in Disguise is that, as of right now, we don't really know what the plot is going to be, but it is said that it will be based on the 2009 animated short, Pigeon Impossible. And if I may read from my source here on Variety, it stated that the project is based on Pigeon Impossible, a 2009 original animated short by Lucas Martel that follows a secret agent who nearly triggers a global conflict when a pigeon gets stuck in a government-issued nuclear briefcase. The feature film is a Fox Animation production with Blue Sky Studios and Churnin Entertainment overseeing the project. And in terms of the people that will be involved, we actually got two directors that will actually make their directorial debut. The first one is actually Blue Sky veteran Nick Bruno and storyboard artist Troy Quain. And we actually did receive some picture, well, just a couple of pictures of what the movie will look like. And it's just the two main characters who literally look exactly like the actors that they are portraying, or the actors that are going to be voicing these characters. I mean, it's just the cartoon versions of themselves. Like, we got this African-American agent, like, he's all sleek, he's all cool, and of course, he's voiced by Will Smith. While, on the other hand, we got your average geeky teenage boy, which in this case, he's actually voiced by Spider-Man himself, Tom Holland. And that's all we know about the project so far, and the fact that it's going to be coming out in January of 2019. So we know about the directors, we know it's based on an animated short, we know that the leads will be Will Smith and Tom Holland, and that we know the release date. Now, honestly, I feel like I've been this, I've been into this before, and I don't know if I can trust this project. Because the thing is, we are talking about an animated film that's going to be coming out in January, and it's based on an animated short, which by the time it will be released, the short itself will be approximately 10 years old. It has one of the leading voice actors is a celebrity named Will, and yeah, I mean, all this coming together, I've been through this with the nut job, so I don't know if I want to trust Spies in Disguise. And another aspect why I don't necessarily trust it is that we're talking about an animated spy film. And the problem with that is that even though it is a very rare genre for animated features, I know that this is something that not even Pixar can make it look good. I mean, honestly, the last animated spy movie that we had was Cars 2. And that ultimately became what is unanimously known as the worst Pixar film. I mean, seriously. Like, I do admire the animation, but yeah, it did kind of suck. And I don't know if we're gonna get the same thing right over here, especially the fact that technically this will be brand new, fresh out of a new animation studio, which in this case is gonna be from Fox Animation, since this is all a big part of Fox's plan to really reboot their animation presence in the industry. Now, I've already mentioned last week that a part of what they want to do also includes turning one of their TV shows into a movie, which in this case is Bob's Burgers. But also, they've made a big deal with a British animation studio known as Locksmith Animation for them to do movies for Fox. And then we also got this going on right over here. And plus the fact that we also have Blue Sky Studios into the mix. So really, Fox is doubling down on their animation presence since they've lost DreamWorks Animation. You know, they really want to try to catch up and still be in the game and want to ultimately prove that they could still make some animated features with or without Fox. But yeah, overall with this, it's actually quite crazy, I must say. Just the similarities between the nut job and also with Cars 2, and then you just combine them into one and then turn out with Spies in Disguise. It's just, it's showing me a little bit of doubt. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be a bad animated project. I'm not saying that this is going to suck at all. I mean, like I said before, we know very little about what it's going to be. We don't really know how much of Pigeon Impossible is going to be in Spies in Disguise. And we don't know about some of the other actors that will be involved. All we know is just that Will Smith and Tom Holland are going to be there. And that's pretty much it. Maybe it's going to turn out into something great. Maybe it's just gonna suck, who knows, but we'll see. Maybe Nick Bruno and Troy Quayne are actually very talented directors. Maybe, you know, they can finally have a chance to show their true potential and they can pull it off well with this film. Like, it's a little bit of a mystery, but who knows how it's going to go. But if you guys are interested in Spies in Disguise, then all you have to do is just wait until January 18th, 2019, for the movie's release. Okay, now our next story that we have right over here is something that seems very small in terms of news, but honestly, the more I look at it, the more I feel like this might actually have potential. As much as this project is getting so much crap ever since its announcement, I feel like right now with this thing, there might be a chance it could legitimately be good. And you'll understand what I mean. I'm not gonna directly say what it is, but I'm sure you could put the pieces all together. And what I'm talking about is actually regarding the Teen Titans Go movie. Now, at the New York Comic Con, They actually did reveal a little bit more information about this film, including the title and the people that are going to be involved with it. Now, the project is not going to be Teen Titans Go! The Movie. It's actually going to be called Teen Titans Go! To the Movies. That's the official title right now. And in terms of the people that they have, they did reveal in terms of the crew and also some of the cast. And let me just read my source here at CBR.com in terms of who's going to be among the crew. Teen Titans Go! To the Movies will be directed by Aaron Horvath and Peter Rita McHale, who both were from the Teen Titans Go! Animated series, from a screenplay by Michael Jelenic and Horvath as well, based on the characters from DC Comics. And on top of that, we also got some producers, including McHale and Peggy Regan, that are going to be producers. And Sam Register, Jelenic, and Horvath will be executive producers. Now, in terms of the cast, however, here is where things are going to get really interesting. Now, of course, the main Teen Titans crew are going to be the same voices as they were from the animated series, including Greg Sipes, Scott Menville, Kerry Payton, Tara Strong, and Wyndon Walsh. Like, all those people are going to be reprising their roles for the movie. But they also included some celebrity voices. And the two prominent ones that they have advertised is that they will have Kristen Bell and Will Arnett. Now, let me just go ahead and start things off by saying that it really is great that they are bringing in Kristen Bell. She has already proven that she can be a great and prominent voice actress and can also bring out some lovable characters. Case in point, you just have to look at the character that she played in Assassin's Creed and also Princess Anna from Frozen. But then you have Will Arnett. And this is the part that really did intrigue me. Because here's the thing. You got Will Arnett, and he's going to be appearing in another animated film that's based on a DC property, which is also a lighthearted comedy that's not afraid to make fun of itself. Really think about that. Now, again, I'm not going to directly say what I'm thinking is going to happen, but if Teen Titans Go! To the Movies is actually going into that direction with Will Arnett, then I think we might legitimately have something good in our hands. Like, honestly, his involvement really is intriguing. And keep in mind, with Will Arnett, he's not just going to be an actor, he's going to be seriously be heavily involved with this project, considering that he's also going to be a producer of this film. And if they actually, if Will Arnett is actually going to play who I'm thinking he's playing, then we might actually have something pretty good. You know, he might bring the comedy that he presented before and put it into Teen Titans Go! To the Movies. So that actually could be great. And they'll, like, this could be a chance for Teen Titans Go! To the Movies to really expand upon their incarnation of the DC universe, you know? And who knows, this could actually end up being at least better than what we already have with the DC Extended Universe, you know? Like, he's already proven that Will Arnett is superior than what Ben Affleck presented. So who knows, maybe he could bring that talent onto Teen Titans Go! To the Movies, and he could have a prominent role with the Teen Titans Go! Crew. And who knows, like, even though he's not going to be in Lego form, like, he could still bring up that relationship with Robin, or, you know, there are different possibilities that this can definitely go. But honestly, this has me so intrigued with what they can do with this. And honestly, this does make me feel excited. You know what? Screw the haters. And even to this day, I'm still getting people who are starting to get mad and annoyed at me over the fact that I'm not being overtly negative towards Teen Titans Go, that I'm not bashing it to bits, that I'm not treating it as if it were made by Sony Pictures Animation or anything like that. But still, honestly, I just feel genuinely excited, and I can actually see the road that it can go, that it can actually turn out to be a pretty good movie. You know what? Screw the haters. Forget what they say. This might actually have a chance to be awesome. So, yeah. I mean, there's not much else to really say, but yeah, I definitely do wish Horvath and Mikhail the best of luck with turning Teen Titans Go to the Movies into something awesome. And I still stand by what I said last time about this Teen Titans Go movie, that the people working on this should not hold back and really go all out with it. And now the fact that we know that Will Arnett is going to be playing, we don't know the role specifically that he's going to play, but we know that Will Arnett is going to be in the movie. Like, honestly, they really got to go out, really, just go nuts with it, really. And also, like, not to undermine Kristen Bell, honestly, I am confident that she can bring out a great performance regardless of what role that they're going to give her. But honestly, honestly, I'm just excited to know who is Will Arnett going to be in this movie. And hopefully they'll not screw up this opportunity, because this can actually turn out to be a freaking blast. But yeah, if you guys are like me, that you're actually pretty excited to see Teen Titans Go to the Movies, then all you have to do is just wait until July 28th, 2018 to see the movie come out in theaters. But out of the movie they will go shoot. Of course it is a reboot. Let's hope they will get some loot. The Addams Family. Let's hope it's not a burden by bringing Conrad Vernon to go and be directing The Addams Family. Yes, our next story that we have right over here. The Addams Family is going to be coming back as an animated feature. And this is, oddly enough, going to be coming to us by MGM. Now, we don't really have any specifics on who's going to be animating this specifically, but the animation studio, all we know is that MGM is going to be in charge of this animated Addams Family movie. But one thing that we do know is actually some of the people that will creatively be involved with the project. Now, it's stated right over here in my source on Variety that Pamela Pedler wrote the screenplay based on the cartoons with a polish by Matt Lieberman. And as I've stated before, Conrad Vernon is going to be the director of this animated Addams Family movie. Now, if you guys don't know Conrad Vernon, he's actually a DreamWorks veteran and has worked on several animated features. And on top of that, just recently, he has proven to have great success as he is the co-director of last year's Sausage Party. So that's pretty much all that we really know about this Addams Family movie. And just in case, if you guys are not necessarily familiar with the Addams Family in general, then allow me to go back into my source in Variety to give you a little bit of a quick biography of what the Addams Family is. Now, the Addams Family began their macabre life as single panel gag illustrations by cartoonist Charles Addams that appeared primarily in The New Yorker. Their popularity led to the Addams Family becoming a television show in the 1960s that starred John Astin and Carolyn Jones, as well as an animated series in the early 1970s. The family enjoyed a revival in the early 1990s with a pair of movies that starred Angelica Houston, Raul Julia, and Christina Ricci. The premise revolves around Gomez and Morticia Addams and their children named Wednesday and Pugsley. Also in their household were Uncle Fester and Grandmama, plus their imposing butler Lurch, the disembodied hand Thing, and Cousin It. So that's basically the whole general idea with the Addams Family. And, you know, honestly, when looking into this news, when I first saw this, like, I thought to myself that I was actually quite surprised to hear this, because, you know, it's quite surprising the fact that we didn't really get an Addams Family reboot sooner. You know, it's been a while since we've honestly heard about anything regarding the Addams Family. I think really the last time that anything truly happened was back in the 90s, or at the very least, the latest that I can think of was probably the early 2000s, and that's it. And considering that we do live in an age where reboots and remakes have gone running amok and people are just taking anything and putting it back on the big screen, I'm surprised they have yet to do so with the Addams Family. Like, there isn't a company out there that's greedy enough to go and try to find a way to either bring the Addams Family back to the spotlight in front of audiences, or even just go and find a way to modernize it or something like that. I'm surprised that only now that they think about rebooting the Addams Family or remaking the Addams Family in a way. But overall, there isn't a lot of info. There's a lot less info on this than there actually is regarding Spies in Disguise, where honestly, this thing is just announced and the most that we know is just the people involved. But honestly, Conrad Vernon has definitely built upon himself that we know he's done good in the past, and especially with projects like Sausage Party. And also, like, he actually is one of the directors of Shrek 2, and on top of other DreamWorks films like Monsters vs. Aliens and Madagascar 3 Escape to Africa, you know, he has established that he knows what he's doing with animation. And on top of that, he would also touch upon other aspects as well. He's not just a director, but not just a director and also working in the animation industry, but he has also proven to be quite an actor as well and did a lot of voiceover work. Like, whatever project that he's working on in animation, rather be at DreamWorks or any other animation studio, he has also proven that he can provide a good voice for it. Like, one of his most well-known voice acting roles is actually being the voice of the Gingerbread Man in the Shrek movies. So, in this case right over here, maybe we'll see him be the voice of either Lurch or Thing or... No, not Thing. Thing is literally just a hand. What the fridge am I saying? Or even Cousin It. But, yeah, honestly, we'll just have to wait and see with what else MGM has planned with the Addams Family. Honestly, we're way too early in this stage to really determine if there's anything worth mentioning regarding this entire Addams Family project. But honestly, all I could say is just, let's just wait and see how this goes. But, you know, honestly, it will be nice to see the Addams Family coming back into the spotlight, especially how nowadays a lot of people would look back and they would have fond memories, especially with the theme song playing over and over again. I'm sure you guys even have heard it this year, considering that we are in the Halloween season, and how there are a lot of people who say that the real perfect couple in media, rather it be in fiction or whatever, is actually Morticia and Gomez Adams. Like, a friend of mine actually shared a picture with me saying, like, you know what, screw Harley and the Joker. Like, nobody wants to be them. Like, why would you want to be Joker and Harley in terms of being in a relationship when you could be, like, Gomez and Morticia? And, you know, that's kind of like a life goal, you know, to find your Gomez or to find your Morticia. So, yeah, that's pretty much overall the big thing with the Addams Family. We don't know when it's going to be released, but I definitely wish Conrad Vernon and his crew the best of luck into creating this Addams Family movie. And now it is time that we shall end things off with Animat's Pick of the Week. Oh boy, guys. Like, holy crap. Do I have an insane story for you? Because this thing is absolutely crazy. And I don't know how we've escalated to this point, but here we are now. And this is something that I just cannot ignore. So, before I go ahead and tell you this little piece of madness, I just want to go ahead and mention to you guys that part of my job on YouTube is to be a comedian. to entertain people, to make them laugh, to give them a good time, and to basically to be funny and to tell jokes. So I definitely have years of experience, years of practice, and also years of training in order to be a comedian, you know, to actually make people laugh and to be funny, basically. Now, one thing that I do know as a fact, as a comedian, I know that the phrase, "it's just a joke," is dead. Like, nobody can basically say it anymore in this day and age of the internet and social media. Like, if you hear anybody say the phrase, "it's just a joke," it's completely invalid. Because I know for a fact that no matter what the joke is, no matter how harmless or innocent that it seems, there is always going to be a group of people out there that are going to see this joke and they're going to take it a little too seriously. And there are two ways that you can really go seriously with a joke. Now, there's the side that you would not find it funny and you would find it entirely offensive, so you would do your best to just shut it down or expose it, how this joke is definitely of poor taste, or that this person should be punished and should face consequences for saying this bad joke. And what would end up happening is that, yeah, there would actually be bad consequences for poorly handling a joke or to make shock humor that is absolutely of poor taste. If you don't believe me, look at the stupidity of PewDiePie this year. Or even, there is another way that people can take a joke a little too seriously. That they would love a joke so much that they themselves would envelop the joke in order to become the joke. And things would just go downhill from there. And that is exactly what happened at McDonald's. Why McDonald's? Well, apparently for one day only, McDonald's decided to go and make a little promotional campaign where for one day only, you would actually have the chance to taste the legendary Szechuan sauce. Now, if you guys don't know about the Szechuan sauce, right now, it has become this massive meme, and it all began back in the late 90s when McDonald's decided to release these little packets of Szechuan sauce, and it's meant to be this little dipping sauce that you would use with chicken McNuggets, and it's supposed to be this little Asian-themed sauce that is meant to promote the 1998 animated feature from Disney, Mulan. Which is why there are some people that would also refer to it as either the Mulan sauce or the Mulan Szechuan sauce. Now, it wouldn't be until years later when Rick and Morty would come into the scene. And in season 3, there is one episode in particular where Rick would stop at nothing. He would be willing to go and break the fabric of time and space in order to go and get at least a taste of that Szechuan sauce. Like, that was the whole episode where Rick was so crazy for this Szechuan sauce that he would stop at nothing to go and get it. And keep in mind, this is not something that would go on for a bunch of episodes. This is not the plot line for an entire season. This was just one episode telling this one joke. And ever since that episode came, the Szechuan sauce became this entire meme. Like, people were going crazy over the Szechuan sauce. It was this and Pickle Rick that really became the biggest memes of 2017. Or at the very least, it's the biggest memes from Rick and Morty of 2017. Now, with all that said, McDonald's paid attention to this entire Szechuan sauce trend. And they decided that it would be a great idea to go ahead and try to capitalize on this idea. So they actually made the announcement that for one day only, like I said before, audiences and fans can finally have that chance to go and taste the Szechuan sauce, that they can go into McDonald's and they can order Chicken McNuggets and it will come with a little packet of Szechuan sauce. Now, the big catch to all this, one thing that they did not mention to the people who love Rick and Morty is that not only is it not going to be all across the McDonald's in America, it's only going to be in selected restaurants at McDonald's, but also the fact that each of those McDonald's, they would only have about 20 to 30 little packets of Szechuan sauce each. So yeah, they didn't make a lot. It's only a very few, you know, they only made a very limited quantity of them. Now here is where the real madness comes in. Now it looks like McDonald's seriously underestimated the amount of people who are so desperate to get a little packet of Szechuan sauce. Because across America, there have been giant lineups in order to go and get a little taste of that Szechuan sauce. Like literally, they can go like fill up the entire store and they can go all the way across the street. I mean, these lineups are so big that you would expect that McDonald's is giving out free Nintendo Switches with an order of a Big Mac or something like that. It's honestly insane. And there have been numerous of reports from hundreds, even thousands of people that they have openly stated that they have waited in line for hours, or that they would be driving 2, 3, 4 hours to go across America just to find a McDonald's that would actually have a Szechuan sauce packet. But ultimately, it left a lot of people really pissed off. When people would be waiting in hours and then they would ultimately go in line or like be in front of the line, when they said, and like when the employees just say like, oh, we don't have the Szechuan sauce, they would get livid. They would be enraged, so much so that they had to go and express their anger on social media, like on Tumblr, on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever, saying that they've completely wasted their time and they came out empty-handed and completely mad at McDonald's that they did not deliver their promise, or the fact that they just did not get the Szechuan sauce, period. Oh, but it gets worse, trust me. Not only does it look bad in front of McDonald's, but also, oh man, there are some people who didn't even wait to go to social media to express their anger. They would get mad on the floor of McDonald's itself. When people in line would hear that there's no longer any Szechuan sauce in that specific McDonald's, they would get mad. They would legit go and protest. Like, there are numerous of reports of hundreds of people across McDonald's. They would be shouting out, "We want the sauce! We want the sauce!" Like, they're doing this major protest. And things can go so crazy to the point that there are some McDonald's that they would call in, like, they would have the police intervene with what's going on. Yes, the police had to be called in to stop the madness of the whole Szechuan sauce scenario. And I remember there's even one time that I saw this video passing around on Twitter a few moments where there's this one guy, like, I swear to God, he must be like mentally ill or something like that. He must be off his meds. But seriously, the guy deserves a straitjacket at this point, because he literally just like stood up at the counter when he heard that they don't have any Szechuan sauce, and he just had a serious mental breakdown going, "Where's my Szechuan sauce? I'm Pickle Rick! Wubba Lubba Dub Dub! Give me my Szechuan sauce! Ah! I'm Pickle Rick! Ah! I'm Pickle Rick!" And you know the saddest thing about that is that I'm not even exaggerating. If you see the video itself, yeah, that's pretty much an accurate impression of what the guy did. So yeah, ultimately, it became a scenario where everybody loses. McDonald's lost because they poorly managed a campaign and made a very limited amount of little Szechuan sauce packets, and ultimately it just became a disaster and left hundreds and thousands of people angry. And this is also a major stab to the reputation of the Rick and Morty fan base, where people would get so upset and they would go absolutely insane, completely wasting their time and just, you know, go full on outraged just for a little packet of Szechuan sauce. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Whenever I see people that they would get angry online or anything like that, I would usually go and take a look at the ultimate purpose. Like, why is it that they're angry in the first place? Like, what's the end goal right over here? And honestly, I find this to be absolutely stupid. Because all this madness, all this controversy over a little dipping sauce for chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. You see so many people throwing an entire fit all for a little dipping sauce. And not just any dipping sauce, like one specific dipping sauce. Are you freaking kidding me? Now, by the way, there is also one more thing I did forget to mention. It's actually regarding the involvement of Adult Swim themselves, and also with the people that did make Rick and Morty, specifically with the creators of Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland. Well, in that aspect right over there, they actually have nothing to do with it. This is not a problem with Adult Swim or with Rick and Morty, considering that when it came to McDonald's and the way that they promote it, they did not directly mention Rick and Morty. In fact, when you look at the promotional campaign, whether it be with the posters that they would hand out or with the little Szechuan sauce packets, you'll see that they actually used a similar art style and a similar font to Rick and Morty, but they don't directly say that it's Rick and Morty. They kind of use like this off-brand Chinese knockoff kind of thing where, yeah, they would like, you know, they would say it's Rick and Morty without actually saying that it's Rick and Morty. But yeah, looking into this, like, holy crap. Like, how is it that there are so many people that would go this freaking crazy for a little dipping sauce for your chicken McNuggets? Like, this ain't for the whole meal. This ain't for the chicken McNuggets. This ain't for an entire burger. Or this isn't like pricing or anything like that. This is for a dipping sauce. And honestly, you know the ironic thing about all this? There's this giant irony that came with this entire McDonald's controversy, is the fact that now there are some fans who ultimately did become the joke. Because here's the thing. With the episode where Rick and Morty, and they want to desperately go and get the Szechuan sauce, the entire punchline of that episode is how Rick is basically obsessing over something that is so obscure and so insignificant. Like, Dan Harmon created, he reported that he created this episode in order to take a little fun jab at Justin Roiland with his passionate little love with the Szechuan sauce, you know? Just kind of like a little joke between friends. And ultimately, this thing just went completely out of hand, where now people are acting exactly like Rick. Where now they actually become like Rick, and they're just obsessing over such an insignificantly small thing that they can completely live without. You know, you're literally going insane, and you're throwing so much outrage and causing damage to your own personal image and the image of other fans of Rick and Morty just because you didn't have a little bit of sauce that was originally meant to promote a Disney animated film. What the fridge is wrong with you? I mean, really? Like, this is the world that we legitimately live in, where people would seriously go out of their way to spend so many hours of their time to go and get a little packet of dipping sauce for chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. Seriously, I have to say that entire title because it just sounds completely stupid. You can't just say a dipping sauce. You can't just say a dipping sauce for McNuggets. Literally, that's all it is. It's pure insanity over a specific dipping sauce for chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. That's literally all that this is. Like, holy crap. Now, I just want to mention, though, this does not reflect upon the entirety of the Rick and Morty fan base. This is only some of the fans that are truly insane for the Szechuan sauce. And I actually did have proof. I actually talked with a friend of mine, Morgan, and he actually told me a story about his experience with the whole Szechuan sauce thing. And honestly, it is the ideal scenario. This is something that I wished happened all across America. Now, my friend Morgan, he went to one McDonald's and there were no huge lineups, but he did tell me that it was a little bit more packed than usual. And this was actually one of the McDonald's that actually did not have a Szechuan sauce packet. So the employees would have to tell them, I'm sorry, but we do not have the Szechuan sauce, but you can have this little poster of it. And you know how the fans reacted? They looked at the employees and say, okay, that's fine, thanks anyways, and went on their way. That's it. Like, isn't that such a pleasant story? Doesn't that sound like a breath of fresh air that you wish that all Rick and Morty fans would act? But no. Although there are some that would act that way, there are others, however, who decided that, you know what, let's just go insane and just go, I'm Pickle Rick! I'm Pickle Rick! Wee! I'm Pickle Rick! You know, somehow they think that is okay behavior to be at McDonald's. For some freaking reason. And you know the worst thing is, like, all this entire scenario, that they would be completely outraged and they would flip out to the point that the police would have to come in. This is literally first world problems. This is like the legitimate definition of first world problems. Because here's the thing. All around the world, there has been madness that has been going on. Sheer, utter madness that are worth getting angry over. America has spent months of political chaos ruled by a tyrannical dictator. Puerto Rico, to this day, they still do not have a lot of electricity or water. Like the majority of Puerto Ricans, they don't have that much going on. And we have spent weeks of natural and man-made disasters where sadly hundreds of people ended up dead because of them. And these people right over here, they choose out of all this, the one thing to really get mad at is the fact that they did not get a specific dipping sauce for chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. What in the name of fridge is wrong with you? As a person, you know, I just want to say, as someone who spends his time talking about cartoons on the internet, if you're someone who's mad that you did not get your little Szechuan sauce packets, honestly, dude, you go get a life. Because really, you are, like, you seriously, like, honestly, if the most anger-inducing moment of your life includes not getting a specific dipping sauce for your chicken McNuggets, then honestly, you really gotta reconsider your life choices, man. You got problems. I mean, freaking seriously. All this for a freaking dipping sauce that's meant to promote Mulan. I mean, for real, guys. And you know, honestly, the worst thing about this is, the worst thing that I am pissed off about is honestly the fact that McDonald's actually did respond to this controversy, and they actually stated that they will try to bring back more Szechuan sauce during the winter time. That they will try to do better next time, and they will make more Szechuan sauce than usual. Honestly, this is a terrible decision. No, they should not. At this point, after all that, nobody deserves Szechuan sauce, period. Nobody deserves any. And McDonald's should not freaking do this. They should not be allowed to actually go and try this again, because at this point, nobody's gonna learn about anything. McDonald's is not gonna learn that it's a bad idea to capitalize on a stupid meme, and some of the fans are not gonna learn. You know, they're just not gonna learn in general. You know, they're gonna continue to pretty much act completely stupid in public, to throw a massive temper tantrum, and to go completely ballistic to the point that the police would have to freaking intervene, and they would continue to do so until they ultimately get what they want. No, at that point, just stop it. And I mean, if you're gonna do it in the winter, then honestly, you're gonna be releasing it when the whole Szechuan sauce trend is gonna die out. Like, at that point, nobody's gonna freaking care anymore. Like, you're not gonna have the giant lineups like you had before. Like, who cares about freaking Szechuan sauce, man? Like, seriously, at this point, only crazy people want Szechuan sauce. Who desperately needs Szechuan sauce? No, this should not happen. They need to stop this and just move on. And the only thing they can give to people is just a lesson. That's what they should do. But no, like, they gotta go through this entire crap. And honestly, it's ridiculous. And honestly, I really do feel sorry for the actual smart people who are fans of Rick and Morty, because now they would be associated with this entire mess, even though they would behave, you know, appropriately. But this, honestly, this really did ruin the whole Rick and Morty experience. And it really is sad, honestly, that this is another example of how some fan bases, that when they have bad people, they just have horrible human beings that make the entire fan base look bad. And I do feel sorry for those good Rick and Morty fans, that they would have to suffer through this, and they would also have to be punished for others' stupidity. I mean, really. And I think the only thing that we really got out of all this, more so than Szechuan sauce, is actually regarding the entire controversy about people stating that Rick and Morty is a show for smart people. Well, let me just say that if the crazier fans are the kind of people that would be willing to waste their time for hours on end to wait in line at McDonald's just for the promise of Szechuan sauce, then yeah, that myth is freaking busted. Or actually, even worse, that they would be willing to spend hundreds of dollars on a little packet of Szechuan sauce, then yeah, it's busted. And like, honestly, yeah, I think smart and dumb people watch Rick and Morty as well. I mean, seriously, this thing is just ridiculous. If you really want your Szechuan sauce, then you should pay hundreds of dollars for it. And that should be all that I got for this week. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. Now you can go and find more of my work at film-book.com. All you have to do is search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also go and find me on Twitter at Animat505, and if you have listened to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, then you know an amazing thing that you can do is actually rate and review this episode. Or if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then all you have to do is hit that like button on our video and leave us a little comment on your thoughts about the news this week. Tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you guys so much for listening, and until next time, see you later, dudes.